Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yet so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High that we're back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity. Yes, for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing and the healing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that under his cause I do have some very important things for his cause that I must do. He told me that because of what I must do, he said I'd surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, very important and precious things, that men have done some of everything they could, yes, schemed and done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, from the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, pervert, to silence, and if they could, yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But I can only tell you, it's time we wake up and understand that we must discern beyond the massive world pretense. For every institution on this planet, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious, all, having fallen short of the glory of Yah, fallen short of what is honorable before him, fallen short of discretion as to what is his pure, perfect will. All of them, my brothers and sisters, all of them, have staged a pretense in this world. For since the dawn of human fall, the institutions of man, seeking to preserve themselves in their lack of knowledge, have been obstacles against discerning the pure, perfect word the Most High declared from the beginning. Blessed are they who are humble enough to understand this. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what is written, for instance, in the book of Jacob, they call it James. That we all, though we be scattered among the nations, that our faith in Yah must still bring forth a perfect work. We not be double-minded after any misallegiance, that we seek the pure, perfect instruction of the Most High. By faith, my brothers and sisters, in asking Him for guidance, for the truth, my brothers and sisters, the world cannot reveal. For if we desire not to discern and walk after the perfect will of Yah, for establishing divisions wrought of partialities and imperfect knowledge, pollutions after the ways of this world, my brothers and sisters, if we are not very careful, we won't run the risk of preaching something the scripture calls another gospel that is not the gospel at all, that is not the covenant, that is not the way of the kingdom, but establishing many divisions, obstacles, pretentious ideals against, my brothers and sisters, what is truly worthy, the only standard that is truly worthy under the holy name, for the Most High will not deny Himself. It's time we understand the reality. It's time we discern the truth. It's time that upon discerning the truth, we walk in it. But the truth of the matter, we are told that if we seek anything less than the pure, perfect word of the Most High, being double-minded after the allegiances of the nations, seeking to be assimilated among the nations, taking the bribe of pretense after institutions, and knowing not and desiring not to know the will of Yah, I've captured many men's souls, my brothers and sisters, bribed them to play the game, bribed them to take, bribe, to walk after the pretense, claiming to worship the Most High, and all the time, my brothers and sisters, acting as obstacles against Him, against men discerning His perfect way. Well, my brothers and sisters, blessed are the souls who will not take the bribe. Blessed are those who will not pretend. Blessed are those who will seek the truth. For the scripture says, if we be double-minded, we are counted unstable. And let not the man, my brothers and sisters, who's unstable even think, double-minded, treacherous in his allegiances, not willing to seek the pure will of Yah, and willing to lie against it for his own self-esteem's sake. He said, let not that man think he's worthy to receive anything from Yah. Messiah said it in Yohanan 14, well, how about 14th chapter? We could talk about the 17th chapter as well. 17:9, he said, I make no request for the worldly. Make no request for those who have not a great love of the truth. Make no request for those who are willing to be indiscriminate, who are willing, my brothers and sisters, to walk along with the masquerade, pretense, partial and imperfect standards, claiming to be true to Yah. My brothers and sisters, the true servant of Yah, this they will never do. It's time to discern the reality, my brothers and sisters. It's not a time to be playing games. But the truth of the matter is that without instruction, without sufficient instruction, all break the first commandment, because a man is a servant of him whose law, whose instructions, whose commands he obeys. If our word is not pure, if our perceptions are not pure, shall we say that we yet are worthy to enter the kingdom of Yah? What does it say in Psalms 24? What does it say in Psalms 24, my brothers and sisters? Scriptures tell us well. I said the scriptures tell us well. It asks the question, who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Or who shall stand in His holy place? For the earth is the Lord's, belongs to the Most High, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? And who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands, a pure heart, will not lift up his soul to vanity, will not seek to be exalted by any man's fallen or polluted standard. My brothers and sisters, who would receive his righteousness from the Holy One of salvation. Well, my brothers and sisters, I have to ask a question then. Amongst the nations, who then, my brothers and sisters, is the King of Glory? And who will be found worthy in seeking and serving him? Who is the King that honored the Most High? And would not, my brothers and sisters, compel men to be puffed up after their own self-righteous misconceits? That will receive, my brothers and sisters, willing to receive all that is divine righteousness, and to seek the Most High that he may follow it. This brothers and my brothers and sisters, according to all that is divinely intended. Well, I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. I dare to say to you that only those souls that are willing to say, even if they don't find it, for the sake of the generation of the people who will, only those who are willing to say, Yah is still just and righteous in all he says and does. Only they, my brothers and sisters, are worthy before the Most High. Only these have made an oath unto the Most High that is honorable and acceptable. For many generations have gone by, my brothers and sisters, petitioning for the generation that would awaken, knowing that while scattered among the nations, our people have indeed been blinded. Romans 11:25-27, he said to the people of that time, the Apostle Shaul said, they called Paul, said, our desire is, my brethren, that you should know this mystery. For blindness in part has befallen Israel until the times of the Gentiles, or let's just say worldly confusion, man trusting after a multitude of varying unreasoning standards, this Babylon, this mass of misrepresentations that men have thought wise shall come to an end. Romans 11:25-27, for he said a Savior shall come out of Zion. All my brothers and sisters, there's a need to understand that scripture in the context of Isaiah 59:19-20, really the 59th chapter, 8 through the, really 60 and 12th verse. He says, blindness is in part befallen Israel until the time of the Gentiles comes to an end. How about to the time of men, our people scattered after the misconceits of the nations are come to an end, to be no more, that our people might be comforted as one beyond all the nations, that our warfare, our allegiances, our diverse allegiances after the misconceits of men should come to an end, that we no longer, my brothers and sisters, seek to call ourselves wise under sin, divisions, my brothers and sisters, after the fallen standards of men. It says, for a Savior will come out of Zion, turn ungodliness from Jacob, for those who will turn from transgression. The scripture says, in that day, when he turns all ungodliness, how about all the misallegiances of the nation, misconceits of the nations from among our people? We all have the same covenant with him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we speak of the day that the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 59, when it says, finally, it shall be that his covenant shall not depart from our mouths, nor the mouths of our children's children, henceforth even forever. My brothers and sisters, what does it say about these latter days? What does it say, my brothers and sisters, about what has actually been true for many generations? Rome murdered everyone who knew and would uphold the truth, and continued to murder till they felt like they could vanquish everyone who knew the truth until they were finally silenced, died off. And my brothers and sisters, that happened way back in the first four centuries. How many of us are willing to admit this? There's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Tribulation 70-365 AD. But also in the midst of those articles, my brothers and sisters, are also the revelation of what the Most High said he would do, the plan by which he would restore faith, the plan by which he would expose the pretense, the plan by which, my brothers and sisters, and exposing the wicked, the scepters of the rulers, Isaiah 14:5. The scriptures also, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 11. You expose the wickedness that is the rulers of this world, the false righteousness that is the rulers of this world, that unto him shall all the nations seek. Israel and Judah, my brothers and sisters, made again one, that his peace shall be glorious, honorable before the Most High. But what does it say, my brothers and sisters, about these last days? Psalms 14. Most High looked upon the sons of men. See, none righteous, none that does good, no, not one. None discerning how much more they need to seek Yah. All following after evildoers. How about misrepresentative pretenders? And many of my brothers and sisters willing to go along with the bribe. Isaiah 24 says in that day, for this reason, as it is with the master, so with the servant. The buyer, so with the seller. Maid with a mistress. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the whole world has fallen into a vicious cycle of going along with the status quo, going along with the compromise. The scripture says, in the midst of this persecution, wherein men are oftentimes disenfranchised when they seek the truth, the scripture says, Messiah must come for those who return from this transgression. And he asked the question, of whom you've been in dread and fear that you have lied against me? My brothers and sisters, how many, in spite of all the persecution of the world, finding the truth, would uphold it? Or do you really believe that the 45,000 denominations we see in this world across 280 nations is a covenant? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that all these have been faithful to the Most High? If you can believe that this is the work of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, I will tell you now, you're not worthy to be called a disciple under Yah. If you can believe a multitude of contradictions is true to the Holy Spirit, it means that you are automatically found unstable. For it means that you would always seek to twist the word to accommodate your own irrationality. And Messiah said at 17:9, Yohanan and John, said, I make no request for such worldliness. I make no request for those who are worldly, who would not receive or seek what is absolute from the Most High's instruction. He said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments, keep guard and maintain and defend my commands. Well, listen, my brothers and sisters, he wouldn't need to say that if man falling away was still viable. If man forgetting was still viable. The book of Jude, they called you, the book of Yehuda, they called Jude. Talks about, man perverting the grace and the truth of the Most High, following after their own lawlessness, turning toward unbelief. And the scripture said, did we not understand that those who fall toward unbelief, Yah destroys? I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture goes on and talks about those who in the last days will have been found through the course of time to have spoken all manner of ungodly word and doctrine. Messiah comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment against all the ungodly for all the ungodly words, false doctrine they have spoken. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand what it means in Isaiah 59 when it says, the way of peace, Isaiah 59:8, way of peace men have known not. Meaning they haven't known the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. Yah is one, and there's no contradiction in his command. The gospel of the kingdom of Yah, brothers and sisters, not according to the various standards of men. So the way of peace men have known not. Understanding is departed from the mind. We look for salvation, but far from it. But Messiah will take upon himself the whole word. Most High, because the Most High looked upon men and saw no intercessor and was not pleased, none who interceded for the fullness of his will. Again, my brothers and sisters, the whole world falling short of what is honorable before the Most High. It said he would send Messiah who put the helmet of salvation upon his head, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, if you read Ephesians 6. He's talking about putting upon yourself the whole word. My brothers and sisters, that your allegiances or your allegiance might be unto Yah and Yah alone. But what have the various institutions of man done, but sought to preserve, maintain, and call as if they were wives, if there were no more to be sought than the frailty of their partialities. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say, not only partialities and pollutions, but standards that have not considered what the Most High declared from the beginning is eternal, having rejected in so many ways the scenario the Most High declared in terms of saying that he would one day send one who to declare a standard. I'm still talking about Isaiah 59:19-21. Same thing said in Romans 11:25-27, that the Messiah will come to establish a standard that will expose an enemy, someone, people who will not seek to do all that is his command. He said, when all those who seek to be justified after lesser standards will come in like a flood. He said he would lift up a standard against them. That his covenant, my brothers and sisters, no longer be partialized, cherry-picked, if you will. That men understand that a multitude of broken covenants, or let's just say, partialities in the covenant of the Most High, is a broken law, not lawful, not a covenant, not the remembrance of a covenant at all. Most High never said that men had the right to partialize or take away from his word in any way, that men forget so much what the Most High has decreed. He said, if you allow anyone, Micah 5:14-24, to turn you against seeking all that's contained in the law and the prophets, if you allow anyone to beguile you in such a manner to cause you to think such as wise, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. I even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 28. Oh, you need to read it closely. It says, Messiah will come, and there'll be a vexation and a terror for many to understand the report. Because men have fallen after so many diverse institutionalities that have not discerned the precepts of the Most High, he will say to all, cloth is too short, the warp is weak, and it's insufficient for a garment. Men have not discerned all they needed. Be found truly viable before the Most High. Blessed are they who then will hear him, my brothers and sisters, according to all that the Most High reveals to him. It must be remembered as a requirement of mankind. For he comes, my brothers and sisters, to say that he's heard from the Most High a destruction, according to all the Most High is required upon this whole earth. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to understand it? How many are not willing to take the bribe? I mean, listen to me. If you go along with the status quo and praise it in its lies and its partialities and its pollutions and its compromise, many will praise you. But my brothers and sisters, it only means if you go along with it that you have forsaken the hope of the faith. It means that you are willing to compromise the word of the Most High for the sake of personal prestige from men. The Apostle Saul said if anyone should do this, he said if he should do this, or anyone should do this, he could not be a servant of Yah. Most High sends prophets to speak what others would not. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will hearken to the prophets, who speak after the Spirit that would teach all things and bring all things to remembrance. For my brothers and sisters, never was an oath unto the Most High. A sanction of any form of worldly compromise. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, some of the scripture that I have related here in the opening text, the opening, what I call splash screen, intro to this show. There's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. Romans 6:16 will tell us ultimately that we should know that whose instructions we yield ourselves to obey, his servants we are. Whether it be a sin unto death, in other words, a fallen standard unto death, or obedience unto the fullness of the Most High would reveal unto righteousness. But my brothers and sisters, there's no agreement among a people if everybody picks and chooses as he will. There's no respect for Yah if everybody picks and chooses as he will. There's no reverence for Yah. There's no truth to a man's oath if everyone seeks to uphold personally what he will, contentiously in unrighteousness against the righteousness of Yah. It's time we understand. There's a reason why he said, go forth and teach all nations everything. Because only then, my brothers and sisters and men, seek to understand all the Most High's creed. Only then is there a pure conversion. After whose spirit have men functioned, my brothers and sisters? They have not desired all the Most High's decreed, or have not trusted that Yah is wise and just in all he says and does. Have refused then, my brothers and sisters, to believe that Yah is one, and wanted to believe that he's willing to sanction a multitude of man's false imaginations. Most High told me, if you know what's said and don't know why it says, miss the point. Well, I tell you, most don't even have a clue as to what most all is even said in the book. You think I'm kidding about that? I don't make any, I don't make jokes about things like that. My website, hiddengospel.com, you'll find articles like the Secret City Prophecies. I'm yet to find anyone among the denominations and groupings of this world that is by and large willing as a group to tell you about what I call the Secret City Prophecies. Those prophecies relate, my brothers and sisters, that a whole world is falling short of the glory and that none has been delivered while yet ignorant of such knowledge. It may sound like a hard word, but my brothers and sisters, until we're willing to admit that we need to remember these things, my brothers and sisters, we remain forgetful. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says we should remember, seek to remember all these things that man so long has forgotten. Isaiah 46:8-13. Should seek to remember all these things that men have forgotten if we are to show ourselves worthy as men. It's time we stop playing these games, my brothers and sisters. I say it's time we stop playing these games and admit to the truth. That Yah, what scripture says in 2 Timothy 2:2? For the Most High denies himself any part of his word, he will deny us. Because if we deny any part of his word, we also deny him. How do we say, my brothers and sisters, that in denial of him, that it is yet him that we have served, when a devil is just simply that, my brothers and sisters, which would turn men aside from and would not seek to exalt what is a pure and perfect state, according to all that is divine righteousness and desire. All, my brothers and sisters, all that is necessary to create a devil, if there was none, is man to be left to his own imagining. So blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern that there's only one Savior. And he will save only those, my brothers and sisters, who are agreed with him. Shall we say we find agreement with him, my brothers and sisters, after whatever seems wise in our own hearts? I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, we need to awaken, realize reality. No man of himself imagines the perfect will of Yah. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, I said 45,000 denominations. Not the work of the Holy Spirit. 45,000 denominations are not a covenant. They're just man's social misorientations, a mass illusion pretending to be wise. Hard words, I know, but the truth is simply what it is. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will come true to the word. The word of truth, that with them Yah may be pleased. It's wake up time, my brothers and sisters. You stop playing these games, start seeing the reality, start seeing the truth. I would bring to attention, my brothers and sisters, the first command. Notice what I said before, him whose instructions you obey, his servants ye are. Are you sure the instructions that you follow are purely and perfectly from on high? What does scripture really mean? Yohanan, John 3:14-3:21. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Ah, one that he said that he would teach beyond every crooked way. Whosoever believes in him, I did not say all the misimaginings, misrepresentations, and the pretenses of man. Whoever believes in him might not perish, because indeed, my brothers and sisters, those who believe lies wrought of the intrusions of this world. My brothers and sisters, shall any man say that he is true to the Most High after a multitude of the world's divisions? It simply is not possible. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, faith, only by faith, beyond all the multitude of diverse ideas of man, seeking the Most High himself for instruction, is it possible to be purged of the misconceits of this world? But the first command tells us that the Almighty One, he who brings men out from this polytheist bondage, this confusion of this world, has commanded us that we should worship no other but he. How about no other instructions but his? No other standard but his? That we should seek all. In fact, the first command also, Messiah spoke of it in this wise as a paraphrase. It's that, what is called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. That means he is true and pure to all. It is a pure and perfect way that is his own. We should not seek to renounce him or defile his name or rebuke or curse his name after anything less. He says he is one. We must love and seek him for all that he is, then with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. And in seeking his pure, perfect will and to preserve it, we show love for our brother, our brothers and sisters. Whoever would make an oath in the name of the Most High and not seek the perfect will of Yah, the curse against both Yah and man. Let me repeat that. Whoever would not seek the Most High according to all his will, it's a device of influence, my brothers and sisters, an instrument for dividing conquer tactics. Not true in his oath unto the Most High. And the scripture says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Most High, but who has not sworn deceitfully? Well, my brothers and sisters, man swears deceitfully when he swears to keep men from perceiving. To dare therefore deceive, cause men to believe they are sufficient after insufficiency. After such as this, my brothers and sisters, Yah cannot be pleased. Should we not meditate upon the word of Yah in order to discern these things so much better? I remember one time talking to a pastor, and after speaking to him a while, he said, oh, you think about these things, and to watch you. And the first thing that came to my mind to ask him is, you say I think about these things. I said, you don't. My brother and sister, a lot of these pastors only concern, in fact, I've seen by and large, globally, most only concerned about their pulpits and thrones. But the truth they won't tell you, they feel like they lose their congregation because they have not prepared you to better understand. Also, they see, my brother and sister, the greed of men willing to go after the compromise, the bribe. And we need to talk about that, too. I would like to give you an example of what I mean. Luke 4 and 5. And it says that the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, took Messiah up to a high place and showed him all the kings of the world. My brothers and sisters, all the kings of this world are ruled after the variant ideals and traditions, seeming wise to men. After this world. And the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, showed Messiah all the kings of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power, all this dominion and authority, if you will I give them to thee, and the glory of them. In other words, they all shall honor you. For that is delivered unto me. He's called the prince of this world. In other words, my brothers and sisters, those who are of this world and not of divine command worship him. Yes, Satan, the devil. And he said, it's delivered unto me, and to whom? soever I were given. Need to understand then, my brothers and sisters, who are behind your rulers who compromise the will of the Most High, who even when they do such thing as swear upon the Bible, they just simply swear to uphold the affairs of state, a worldly status quo against what the Most High himself decrees. After such as this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot, I say it cannot be pleased. Blessed are they who will understand this. And blessed are they who will understand what is, begin to understand what is necessary. I said, blessed are they who will begin to understand what is necessary. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to finally at last be free. Wake up, my brothers and sisters. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and see the reality. Time to wake up to the truth. I was just for a moment making a few corrections in the opening screen. A few things I wanted to make clear. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern the reality of what's really going on here. What did Messiah say? What did he say, my brothers and sisters? What did he say? The adversary made him a bribe, very much like the system and its oppression does to so many, saying that if men would bow down to the compromise, the hypocrisy, the pretense, the misadministrations of this world, they think that they would inherit it. Abraham believed Yah, seeking all that his divine will, the Most High promised him that he would inherit the world, meaning that the children of faith who would seek Yah for all that is his will shall inherit that pure and perfect kingdom. And my brothers and sisters, the true son of the Most High, having a love for the ways of the kingdom of Yah, would never take such a bribe. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, at Luke. We were listening, we were looking at Luke 4 and 5. The adversary told Messiah that if he would worship him, all my brothers and sisters, after all the injustice the Messiah came to rebuke, the adversary asked him, would he put down his authority from on high to worship after a manner of corruption that would never be pleasing unto Yah. I had news for you. Maybe you just heard that a second ago. Just even thinking about it caused one of those little sick gas bubbles in my stomach. Utterly disgusting. And Yeshua answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written that you shall worship Yah as thou only, listen to him, my brothers and sisters, maker and shaper of your conscience. The one who declares, let me see if I can explain this word conscience. Him who declares what should be your collective idea, what you call fact and truth, that you believe and that you believe to obey. And him only shalt thou serve. Did he say, my brothers and sisters, according to the first command, you shall worship none other but he? My brothers and sisters, till we discern what is his command, void of all the variant intrusions of men, my brothers and sisters, we have not discerned how indeed to truly obey even the very first command. Messiah comes for the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, Scripture calls him the heir of righteousness, him whom the Most High would teach beyond all the misconceits of this world, to show man beyond all the crooked paths that they have erected. Show man, my brothers and sisters, again, the path upon which they can find the goal of life. For as the Messiah say, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to life, and few are they that find it. Few are they who, beyond all the false prophets and all these false standards, or fallen standards and fallen testimonies, few are they, my brothers and sisters, who find the standard. Because trust in me, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah said, not a yod, nor a dash, not even the smallest letter of his law shall pass away till all shall be brought to pass. You need every precept to see your way beyond every lie. For every hasty conclusion that men draw, every lie that men believe, is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. We must discern and be willing to seek the Most High to reason according to all his will. For if a man denies even the least command of the Most High, or refuses to seek obedience to even the least command of the Most High, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we need to ask the question, shall man deny the Most High in anything and yet live? I said it before, I say it again. The Most High sends Messiah. And only those who agree with him will be saved. Messiah will save and preserve and confound worthy unto his peace. Only those who will agree with him. Revelation 6 chapter 7:17. Only those, my brothers and sisters, who agree with his testimony. I said only those who will agree with his testimony. What he sealed and confirmed as steadfast unto himself. Only they, my brothers and sisters, will receive the seal of confirmation true unto the Most High, that they may be able to stand in the great day of wrath that is to come. Read Revelation 9 and 4 and understand that his wrath will be upon all who do not have his confirming seal. And he will only confirm, my brothers and sisters, those who are true to all that is his word. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what's happening here. We're talking about it. At Luke 4 or 5. We need to understand it in the context of what's also related in the book of Jacob, in the first 8 verses in particular. Because we know we live in a world of mass provocation against the perfect will of Yah. That we know. Well, the scriptures talk about the mysteries of iniquity. Strong delusion that men should believe a lie. We know that Rome sought to murder all those who knew the truth. Persecuted consistently whoever would not walk according to the doctrines of the Roman Church. 1,000 years, my brothers and sisters, of that persecution. Then came the Protestant Reformation. Do you really think that men have had not forgotten so much? My brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you that what was the faith of the early church, men have by and large forgotten. And that foundation, my brothers and sisters, the systems of this world would prefer that you never remember. For as long as man is far from remembrance, Babylon, mass misrepresentation, the marks of the beast, the unreasoning standards of the nations remain. And men dare to even seek, my brothers and sisters, to maintain them, to pretend that they are saved, when all they've done, my brothers and sisters, have been complicit with damnable lies. They're only blind men against discerning the way. Time to discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, and stop playing these games. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will be deceived. No, he will be deceived by no one. And none of the contrivances of man, my brothers and sisters, will destabilize him to turn aside from that which from the beginning he has decreed as the path of life. Most High knows what he wanted out of mankind and out of this world experience from the very beginning. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who are true to that expectation, knowing that Messiah was foretold from the very beginning to gather his people from the midst of all the misconceits of the nations, In the book of Genesis, they talk about the one called Shiloh, a lawgiver out of the tribe of Judah. That means he would declare a law unto all nations that unto him all should be converted and gathered. The rulers don't want you to understand their need for that conversion unto divine law, lest you realize they all have been a lie. All have been adversarial against your salvation. There's no multiple allegiances, my brothers and sisters, in the name of the Most High. Double-mindedness, treachery, the mystery of iniquity, strong delusion that causes men to believe a lie, that men have called themselves true to the Most High after the diverse, pluralist standards of another, indiscriminate, not rightly discerning the word of truth. 45,000 denominations all saying something different, my brothers and sisters, not a covenant. And 45,000 denominations all saying something different is not the truth. Blessed those who will understand this. And rather than pretend, as many go to certain groups seeking to be comforted in lies, will do. It's only those, my brothers and sisters, who discern the truth that will admit that man has been greatly deceived. Well, finally, my brothers and sisters, be found worthy to see the light of the Most High after his instructions that they may at last perceive. May at last see, my brothers and sisters, with blinded eyes and deaf ears for a long time. Have not seen nor heard. There's a reason why the scripture says salvation is by faith, my brothers and sisters. It's not after the diversitudes of men. Salvation not of works or devices, conceits, the misideals and compromises and false gods and false standards and false institutionalities, misrepresentations that men have created, lest any man should boast. We are created, according to Ephesians 2, 8 through 12, ultimately to perform the good works, the fullness of what the Most High from the beginning is foreordained. If we're strangers of this, my brothers and sisters, we are without hope. Fallen from the faith. Without Yah, without the knowledge of the righteous Savior. And my brothers and sisters, blinded, deceived, compromised after the world. Zephaniah 2:15-33:13 says the people of the Most High are the people, my brothers and sisters, who will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceit found in their mouths. And they will follow Messiah wherever he leads, that they become that perfect people. That they call upon his name with one consent. That they will not be destabilized, my brothers and sisters, indiscriminately destabilized or left unstable after the misconceits of another. When they get the truth, they will hold steadfast to it. But my brothers and sisters, many are they today that the truth is right before their eyes because they have not discerned the precepts upon which to begin to understand the greater precepts. Isaiah 28 speaks of this. If the truth were presented to them, the first reaction they would have is to turn against it and to repel it. Isaiah 57 says the Messiah would come and men far from truth of what Israel is to be, come like the Gentiles, would draw out the tongue, even mock the Most High, even mock the Savior himself, because they'd praise their kings, walking after men too greedy to tell you the truth. Blinding men of the capacity to discern the way of truth when it is even right before their eyes. Did he say in Luke that the Son of Man does not come by easy observation? Hey, he was right there, but hey, those taught after the precepts of men, misinterpreting the scriptures after the designs of men, the constraints of men, they discerned the Son of Man that was right there in the midst. And I know they messed up that scripture a bit. They told you that scripture means the kingdom of Yah is within you, but it actually means the prince, the king of the kingdom, was right there in their midst, and they maintained their own self-righteousness and would not see to admit it. So he said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me in Isaiah 61 to preach good tidings to the meek, to the humble, who are willing to admit that there's much that's been forgotten, that they might be found worthy of the Spirit of remembrance. He said, the Spirit of truth is worldly, those who care not to remember what the Most High declared absolute. He said they would not receive it. Holy Spirit teaches all things. No remembrance, even declaring, my brothers and sisters, The rebuke of all sin, all misallegiance, that you might finally discern, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is to come. Believe and prepare that you might obey. Blessed is they who understand that pride is a mind killer. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand that it's only the humble soul, the most humble soul. Most High has told me that these words that he's given me are very precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. For he's told me I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, despise, deny, ignore, silence, destroy. So who, my brothers and sisters, will hear the words of one Most High sin to speak what others would not? To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, under his praise, always thanking the Most High for every ear he brings near, and thanking you all for listening. Hallelujah! All right, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com. Discern those things that have been hidden from you. For in discerning, my brothers and sisters, what has been hidden from you and what should be restored to your mind and hearts, you finally discern, my brothers and sisters, again, the truth. And we discern, my brothers and sisters, where men have had the truth hidden from them, who is to blame? Under his righteousness and his praise always. Under his honor. Let us speak again, my brothers and sisters, to his honor. To his glory, according to all that is his will. Let us speak truthfully, my brothers and sisters, when we say shalom, his perfect peace, all that is his word, unto life and order. Purity and completion, offering one choice. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.